Happy Father's Day, Lou. What's your big plan on Sunday?
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, it's supposed to rain. So we're going to have a little get-together with some family. It'll be very nice. We're actually hosting a birthday party for my daughter and my wife on Saturday. So that's the big focus.
Yeah. Okay, here comes the questions, because they're always waiting for you. My daughter is buying a house that is 12 years old, did the home inspection yesterday. Original hot water heater. Inspector said 7 to 12 years average life for a hot water heater. Do we ask about replacing it or just go with it?
Well, he is correct about the average life. You know, it's really up to how much you want the house. And, you know, having a water heater installed brand new is going to run you anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500, depending on, you know, size and whatnot. So it's not a critical thing. If you really like the house, then I don't know that I would push it. There's probably other things to do, but it's really a personal decision on how much you want to push back.
Okay, Lou, could you please, Lisa, could you please ask Lou about a shower diverted that does divert the water to the shower head, but when the water is turned off, the diverted doesn't drop down so that the water goes into the tub? That's from Mary in Glenview. I hope you understand that, because I'm not sure I do.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a diverter on a spout, I mean, it could just be stuck. You know, there's a little... you know, typically you do have to just push down on the lever to get the water to come back out of the spout. You know, that you can replace the spout on the diverter, and, you know, that's readily available at hardware stores and home centers. So if you're really looking for it to be kind of automatic when you shut off the water, then I would go ahead and replace the spout.
Hi, Lou. We had a composite deck installed about 6 years ago, and ever since then, we get electrical shocks when we're on the deck. What can we do to get rid of that? When we go to touch the outside door, we get an electrical shock, or when I sit down in a chair.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Well, it's got to be some type of static electricity. I'm not quite sure why that's happening. I mean, first of all, ensure that there is no electrical wire that runs, like if there's any kind of low-voltage wiring or lighting that may be integrated into the deck. Is there some wire that maybe has been, you know, frayed or something that's providing some sort of electrical current? Ensure that. If not, then you may want to actually ground the deck, which seems a little crazy, but you may want to try taking just a wire, screw it into some of the decking like where you can't see it, and then take a rod, a metal rod, pound it into the ground at least 3 feet and tie the wire to that. And that should, if it's static electricity, help to minimize that.
Wow. That's interesting to me. Lou, my second floor bathroom door has started to scrape the floor. We need to lift it to close it. What can we do to correct this? It's the only door in the house that does this.
Well, I mean, it could be the fact, you know, that as the weather changes, houses move, they expand and contract. If it's dragging on the ground and the hinges are tight and... You know, you can try putting in on the top hinge, you could try a longer screw, like a 3-inch wood screw, through one of the hinges to go into the wood behind the jamb and see if you can lift it that way. If not, you may just need to pull the door off and cut it and then reinstall it.
I got to tell you, Lou, the builders who did our house, they wanted to hand stain all the doors. That was just their thing. And now that it's summer, there's a quarter inch of that door where I see raw wood. That, you know, it's hard to explain.
Right.
And it's like, oh, that makes
on
me...
On the panel of the door.
Yes, yes. It makes me crazy, but there's no way we'll ever match it up. So I just try not to look at it. Try not to let it bother me.
Well, those panels are designed. I mean, the way the door is made, they are designed to expand and contract. And so, you know, you could try and take a little artist brush with a little stain and at least touch it up so it at least it's relatively the same color as the rest of the door.
Okay, I might do that. Hey, Lou, I have a question. We redid our shower back in 2020 and completely took it down to the studs, and I've noticed that around the shower spigot, it's leaking out. Like, I don't know, it's discolored around the spigot. It must have been the glue that was used. How can I fix that?
You're probably going to have to try using like a razor blade to kind of scrape that glue away. I would avoid using any kind. Well, there is, you could try using like an adhesive remover if there's some kind of goo or glue there to pull away. Just be careful, and that spout, it might make sense to pull that spout away as well before you do that.
All right. What's on the show this weekend?
This weekend we are doing like a summer shakeup show. So summer's here. We've got some tips. We're going to be talking with some different people about how to get your house ready for the summer so we can all enjoy it.
Oh, you mean I always worried about having a spring list and a fall list. Now I have a summer to-do list too.
You need
huh?
a summer list too. Right, okay. Exactly.
All right. I'll be listening. Happy Father's Day, Lou.
Thank you. Thank you so much.